Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Dreyer Show, and we have with us today a gentleman known as the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hi, Fred. How you doing? We missed you last week. How are you?
Mike, and I want to apologize to my audience out there, our audience.
Wish you would.
It was just...
I was ready to go.
It was really a sudden burst of lack of energy.
You've had a little something hanging on you, haven't you? A little bit of congestion.
I had a little bit of a congestion in the upper bronchial area.
And, can I check that for you?
It was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a dipstick out near the front desk.
Okay, right next to the Halloween candy.
Yes, and but I'm I recovered as fast as I hit the deck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a lot better, and here I am, and I'm glad to be with y'all.
I'm glad you're here with us today, too.
Yeah,
so you're feeling better. Did you go to the doctor? You were going to check in with our good friend Dr. Jang and Dr. Watkins.
Dr. Jang and Dr. Watkins.
Yeah, how are they? Your team of physicians, are they good?
Yeah, I walked in not feeling very well.
I look
better than they.
That's true.
Watkins was standing there. I said, hey, Watkins, what's wrong with you? What do you mean? I said, you look terrible.
Yes,
you, if I, I recommend you,
you
go
didn't
home.
Do that too. You didn't do
I
that,
I recommend
too.
You go home.
Yeah, it's the way to take care of your doctor, is it? You go in there and you kind of just
well,
tell
we
them.
Care for them.
Yeah, we do. It's good stuff, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
With everybody, you know, bouncing back in and out of being sick, being on the recover and
yep.
coughing and all that stuff, you know, you never can tell who's got what when.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. We got World Series to talk about. We got playoffs here. We got football things to talk about. We didn't get a chance to celebrate last week, a very momentous time in your life, so we're going to do that on the show today. And we're not talking birthdays.
We have to?
Yes, we're going to talk. We're going to analyze. We're going to break down one of the great football days of all time. So don't go wandering off. We are here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. He's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, and we're here with you at this time every week, unless we're on a station that carries football, then they move us around to different times.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's okay. We're here sometime.
Right. That's all right, but we get around.
We fill in wherever they tell us to fill in. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break, come back with more, a little Halloween candy, a donut, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. www.carbonfree.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Back. We only didn't do the show for 1 week and had a best of plan, and already we're both out of practice there. Fred Dreyer, there's a bunch of some donuts in the office, and he walked right by them today and didn't even, I told him, he missed the donuts. These are famous donuts. And this is not a commercial. They're not a sponsor of the show, although they should be after we get through with them. It's Randy's Donuts.
Famous.
Famous.
Started in Inglewood, California.
There's Fred.
When I was a kid.
Yep.
My dad used to come home with them, and he'd say, okay, I got the donuts.
See?
He didn't have to say it. You smelled them coming up the street.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
And they were absolutely delicious. And I took my daughter. I used to take her to the Fabulous Forum over there, watch the Kings play. We'd come over. She goes, can we go get a Randy's Donut? And you'd stop there. And I always wanted to get the one on top of the building because it looked like a big one. But these were the other donuts. And they've got a new Randy's Donuts at Burbank Airport. We broadcast from Hollyweird, California, and our flagship 790 KABC and the CRN radio network. And so we're sitting there, and I go, that's Randy's Donuts. And it's right next to a Jersey Mike's, so it's great eating. You get a Jersey Mike's, you don't have too much bread in your system, you get some donuts. And I picked them up.
Yeah,
I thought, Fred's going to like these, and I brought them in, and you passed right by them. Now, you're having the glazed. Is that correct that you have right
there? No, I'm having a chocolate donut.
See, so you liked the cake with light chocolate. You've got the glazed light chocolate.
That's right.
And it's
That's correct.
You're having some kind of experience there.
You're observing is
never seen you like this.
Has picked up considerably, Mike.
So a lot of people don't have time to eat donuts. Fred likes to do it during a show. Can you hold up the box cover there of Randy's Donuts so people later on in the show can see everything?
I'll get to it.
I paid for them, and they're very expensive. Donuts, like $26 a dozen. Just don't get donuts anymore. Now, let's get into the show. It's, on this date of last week, October 21st of 1973, 83, 93.
That's a familiar date.
2003, 2013, 2023. This would be then the 50th anniversary, am I correct, of this feat of yours?
50 years is correct,
Mike. I'll go to the bonus round. You want some coffee with that, by the way?
I was going to say.
Let me get some coffee for Mr. Dreyer.
I'd like
Dreyer.
To have that decaf cappuccino.
Yeah, he wants the decaf. So Fred has the actual ticket. I'm going to hold it up for our audience there. This is a Rams football ticket. You can see that this was It was a reserve seat here, section 10, row 43, seat 116. These are some good seats.
That's
here.
Midfield.
That's midfield, right? That's pretty good. Boy. And it was the Rams, and you were playing the Green Bay Packers. That's a big deal here. And if we could, I think we have we had some pictures and stuff of this because it's a very famous legend here in football. And there you have it, Dreyer in the books with safety first. And here's the deal. And this is a newspaper article, Fred, and this is your quote. It says, "I wish I could be confronted with the guy that called me too small," said Fred Dreyer. "If you guys want to go on calling me skinny, go ahead, but it's bull." And no volunteers, by the way, stepped forward from the group of pencil pushers that had contained the Rams' defensive right end for the first time all afternoon. They had witnessed Fred Dreyer's devastation of the Green Bay Packers, in which he scored two safeties, set one National Football League record, and equaled two others. Until Sunday, no pro in 54 years ever had performed the feat twice in one game. Nobody has done it more than twice in one season. The plays came on successive Packers series in the fourth quarter. So two safeties in one game.
That's two, right?
In the same quarter, in the fourth quarter, against two different quarterbacks. Oh. Listen, I'm telling you. Dreyer's first victim was starting quarterback Scott Hunter, a right-handed passer who never saw Fred coming from behind as he dropped back to pass from his own end zone. Then Dreyer nailed relief quarterback Jim Delgazzo, a left-hander who was helpless against Dreyer's assault as he backpedaled across the goal line and lay on his back as Fred, astride his prey, swung a triumphant fist in the air. Let me see that fist in the air if you could do it for us, Fred. Now, what was this like? This was in the same quarter. How did this happen, Fred?
What do you mean?
How? Well, I mean, did you plan this? Did you see it?
Have you ever been to a football game?
No, I'd like you to take me sometime. I had a ticket once, but I never used it.
Here comes Jen.
Back in 1973.
Here comes Jen and the dog.
Jennifer's coming in with some coffee.
Here she comes.
Don't knock her down over there. She's not Jim Delgazzo. Now, Fred said they were just hard outside rushes. The guy playing in front of me both times was left tackle Malcolm Snyder. You remember him, Malcolm Snyder?
I know Malcolm.
Well, apparently you talked down a little bit about him here.
I asked.
You did
him,
a little bit.
I asked. He started the game when it was Bill Hayhoe was supposed to play a tackle. Mm-hmm. He couldn't. He was injured. And suddenly, he got the start for the game. I said, Malcolm, what the hell are you doing out here?
That was exactly right.
This is not going to go good for you.
And so Fred said, all I said was, "Lay down, baby. Lay down," said Dreyer, smiling both times. It was just a hard outside rush. But I've got to tell you this. The man opposite me, Malcolm Snyder, is not much of a tackle. He's primarily a guard. Snyder was filling in for starter Bill Hayhoe, the ex-Trojan who had a shoulder injury. And Fred said, I was at an advantage because they were behind and had to pass, and I just teed off. And don't forget, there was containment elsewhere, the line, linebackers, and secondary, to give me time to get them. And there you have it, Fred Dreyer. That is a big deal in your life, I'm telling you. And in all our lives.
In my sports life and everything.
You should be in the Hall of Fame for that, and I'm not kidding about it. You should be.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we could talk about that. We've talked about that before.
I know. It would be a big deal. Anyway, the record for Fred Dreyer, and here is the ticket. This ticket's worth some money, I think.
Ticket.
Yeah, also I have, here's a Rams, and I'm going to make a lot of you ladies out there a little jealous. Here's a trading card of Fred Dreyer, number 89, and you see him right there.
Cutting my fingernails, I think.
Is that what you did when you were playing?
After every safety, I cut my fingernails.
That's good. So you really trimmed the whole hand just about that day.
I had so much trimming, they had to move my seat.
They're talking about this as a big record. They said this had not been done in 54 years.
That's right.
And you did two of them in the same game, and then in the same quarter, for gosh sakes, against two different quarterbacks. That record will never be broken. I don't care who's playing. No way is that one broken.
Well, it looks that way.
Well, how was that donut?
That's gone, buddy.
Is it gone? Is it? That's it?
That donut is long gone.
Now, let's see if we got some comments here. Don't forget, we're on Facebook Live. You can get comments there. Email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Bruce says, hi, from loves the show from New Mexico. James is tuned in. He says, good afternoon, Fred and Mike, from Glendale, Arizona. Oh,
uh-oh,
boy.
Uh-oh. Oh,
here we go. Bragging rights.
Here we go.
Says, barely slept last night after the comeback by the Diamondbacks, and wondering about your thoughts on this World Series with the Rangers. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I think it's just a sudden burst of excitement for the folks who are Arizona Diamondback fans.
I think so, too.
And it's wonderful because that's what the sport's about. And but as far as trying to pinpoint my excitement for these two teams, I have to say I'm not really too enthusiastic about the matchups.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say it? Why, what are you thinking about?
Well, first of all, we don't know that much about the teams other than what we've seen in the playoff series. It's going to be I remember in 90, was it 2001 or 2001 or 2, where Diamondbacks came back and beat the Yankees in Game 7.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was a good
They won that game.
They won that.
Yeah, Game 7, obviously.
Yeah. And they have to go up against, it's a matchup of Terry Lavello. I think it's Terry Lavello.
Torrey Lavello.
Torrey
Lavello.
Yeah. Torrey and
Bruce Bochy.
Bochy
always looks like I hear he's a nice guy, but he looks like he just ate a squid and it backed up on him. He's never smiling. He always looks like he's got a little
nice
indigestion.
Thing to say.
Well, that's the look. I've heard he's a nice guy. And Torrey Lavello, I've got some information for you. His secret weapon. I'll tell you about it when we come back here a little bit. Bruce Bochy, he's been in the series, I think, like four or five. This is his fifth time in the series, and he's won most of them. He could be the winningest guy in modern baseball in the World Series.
They're both very, very established coaches.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to run down the World Series for you. Stay
right
with us.
That's what we do.
Yeah. You think you can watch a few games? Wait till we get through with you.
Where's that going?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, one and only Fred Dreyer. I want to thank one of our listeners, John Cardy, who said, "Hi, Fred. Since we're approaching the 50th anniversary of your two safeties in one quarter," he sent this last week, by the way, "I thought you might like to see it as it was reported at the time," from John Cardy. And thanks, John, for sending the newspaper articles. I was reading them to our audience, and we've got pictures of them here, too. You want to email Fred? It's freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Now,
let me just correct something.
Please,
those are great. That's a great photograph. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think what they do, as a matter of fact, I know they do this a lot. They take a photograph from another play, and they use it as a modifier for the story they're telling. And in this case, it was me, Fred Dreyer, L.A. Rams, tackling two Green Bay quarterbacks in the fourth quarter, in the first quarter? The first quarter. And what we get
in the fourth quarter, you did two
of them,
right?
We get, see how there's too many people on top of the quarterback.
Yeah,
I sacked both quarterbacks singularly in the end zone, so that picture
is not, there's
a quarterback in there, but it wasn't because of me.
Yeah. All right, so we got you there. That's good. All right, so now there you have the whole quarterback thing, and I got to tell you a little something now about the World Series, because you got Bruce Bochy, one of the great managers of our time, so much success. What was he in, like three World Series? Did he win three of them, I think, with the Giants? They lost the one when Dusty Baker was managing them, and the Angels came from behind and beat him. I remember that one. That was a good World Series. So Bruce is handling Texas. I like Texas. Here is Torrey Lovello. He is the son, and this is the key factor here to the whole thing. This is why the Diamondbacks have gotten it together. Torrey Lovello is the son of Sam Lovello, who was the genius behind the TV show Hee Haw. He created that show, and along with a bullpen that we've got ready to go with Arizona and a lot of players, he's got Grandpappy Jones ready to go. He has String Bean. Minnie Pearl is ready to get back in there.
And Daisy.
And Junior Samples. They're all, and the Hager twins, I believe, a couple of rookies on the team.
Yeah.
They're ready to go.
That's good information, Mike.
That's why I brought it to the show.
And you know something?
Yes.
This pencil I have right here.
Don't throw it.
Is not big enough to write down all that information.
Yeah.
It just isn't.
And let me just make a comment here, and not to tick off any of these great players there, especially Bryce Harper, but are the Phillies like the ugliest team in baseball? That hair. My garage floor is cleaner than half the guys on that team. Brandon Marsh, are you kidding me? I saw a picture of him with nicely coiffed hair. And this guy, he looks like somebody planted a garden and just let it go to seed. I'm telling you. Jason Worth was on that team also. You know,
well, Jason, whatever happened to him?
I think he was around for spring training and it didn't play, but he's got hair.
No. He's been out of baseball for about 5 years.
Soto, Stram, Lorenzen. Here's what I'd like to see.
All right.
I'd like to see a competition where you can pull hair, do whatever you want to do in wrestling, between Brandon Marsh and Charlie Blackmon from the Colorado Rockies.
Blackman's got the whole thing.
When have you got?
He's really an outrage over there, isn't he?
You think you're a good manager, you get a guy like Bochy or get a guy like Torrey Lovello or Dave Roberts, you put all these guys with hair growing everywhere, and you see what they do, they won't win a thing.
Well, you know what? You know how tough this is?
How tough is it, Fred?
It's very difficult to grow a beard of that dimension that Charlie Blackmon has.
Yeah, that dimension is huge.
And keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how, just think about it, getting your face, washing your face and brushing your teeth.
Come on.
And, getting up and doing your daily duties. You can't express enough how difficult it is and how frustrating.
Now, one thing
you've
got
to be able to wipe your face.
I'll tell you one thing.
Get that water and soap out of there.
Here's the good part of it. You get hungry during the game. You just brush your beard. You probably got some Randy's Donuts, maybe some squid or something in there. You can eat it.
You have this same for squid, don't you? Don't you?
And only with Bochy. He looks like something didn't agree with him when he ate it.
Yeah.
But he's in the series, and you got to like those Texas Rangers. Now, and here's the thing. You talked about this seriously now. No one has asked Torrey Lovello. Here he's got a team that's like 500, a little over 500 at best. I don't know what they win, like 84 games, something like that?
Yeah.
He got him up to sweep the Milwaukee Brewers, sweep the Dodgers, and come from behind and just sweep the Phillies four games in a row. So how did he do it? You have an answer for us.
Well, look, all of this stuff is it's pitching and hitting, hitting and pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the hitting at the right time with runners in scoring position? Who has the pitchers with the pitchers and the team in run scoring position.
Right, exactly.
Whoever can hit him in and whoever can keep him from being hit in, wins the game. Okay.
Yeah.
So the story here, as is every World Series, every big matchup,
right,
is how the teams pitch one another, and in this case. The Dodgers got pitched right out of the series.
How did they do that?
Well, it's because
they pitched them opposite.
It's because Lovello had a great game plan for pitching to the Dodgers, and he got his pitchers to believe in it, and it was a tremendous adjustment that they made. Specifically, how they pitched him,
where they pitched him,
how they during the season did one thing.
They pitched him
18 times.
Yeah, 50 they pitched
times.
Him away for the season, but when they got into the series, they had the pitchers come in on him. And I think they did the same thing to the Phillies. If you watch Trey Turner in that,
they did
the seventh inning or something like that the other night, they just came in and struck out three guys in a row, and you saw Trey Turner off balance, swinging outside. Probably he was an inside pitcher and he was expecting that. And whoever came in, that relief pitcher, was amazing and just took the Phillies off balance.
Well, you're right. And the Dodgers and the Phillies.
And the Brewers.
Had a.
They got swept.
Had a real tough problem here being disciplined in the strike zone.
But nobody's asked Lovello about that, and I think that's a key factor.
Well,
you brought that up to me
before
the show.
Nobody here in L.A.,
today.
I can speak for L.A.
You listen to L.A.
Nobody here in L.A. has a clue as to do the forensics, as it were, if you'll allow me to use the
word. Well, from your Hunter days, you can use the term forensics.
We're going to get an autopsy here on this game. But most of this stuff is common sense. And most of it is discipline and sticking to the discipline that's going to establish you to do what? Get runners on base.
Yeah.
And Dodgers didn't. And when they did,
they were off balance.
When they didn't have anything to swing at. And it must have been an awful lot of fun for the Arizona Diamondbacks. When they started to unfold their offense and their pitching and their defense, to realize that the Dodgers were just asleep. They got out coached and outplayed.
The other teams were too, if you look at them, because they swept the Brewers, they swept the Dodgers, and they actually came from behind and swept the Phillies. So here's the thing: you gotta look at this, and I got a problem with the playoff schedule because. the teams that won the most, Baltimore, Houston, Dodgers, Milwaukee, won their divisions. They had time off. And when they have time off, they kind of fall asleep. They're not ready to go and play the game. And you can get a team that has won less games in the season. I mean, why play 162 games and win the division when you could just barely squeak in as a runner-up team and get hot and win everything? And then you get hotter as you go along. So I think they should take all the when they are looking for the second division teams and the wild card, let them all play a round robin. Put as many teams in there as you want until you get the one wild card that can beat everybody. Then you put them in against the top teams. I mean, there's got to be a prize for winning your division instead of just saying, yeah, you got some days off, and then you come back, you're ice cold.
Well, they have the World Series for that.
Yeah, we'll get a little closer to that microphone. There you go.
They have the World Series set aside for that such a thing, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well.
The real interesting thing is nobody here, and I say nobody in sports media.
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, and I've always thought this
and was. And on ESPN nationally, I was watching.
This was a town that is asleep when it comes to sports. Nobody wants to ask anybody any questions. I remember people asking Tommy Lasorda questions, and they didn't like some of his answers, and he would just say, "That's the answer I'm giving you. Write it down or get the hell out of here." You know. So that was Tommy. But what I know, we'll come back and I'll finish this, but. It was real interesting to see that nobody talked
to LaVello.
About what did you do differently during the season as compared to playoff.
Now, if they win the series, somebody may ask
that.
How did
you prepare your team? You made adjustments. What were they specifically? And everybody here is trying to figure out who they should fire on the Dodgers, when in fact is the only thing you got left remaining is the fact is that someone's got to ask the questions.
The reporters who are not doing their job. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, you can ask the questions of Fred Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Go to Facebook Live, get some comments in. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Your small business is always top of mind. Well, top of your mind. To get it to the top of other people's minds, you need to get your name out front, which is where Staples Print and Marketing Services can put it. A yard sign over there, brochures right here, a banner up there. In fact, your business's message could appear anywhere. And right now at Staples, get $100 off your print purchase of $250 or more. Make a splash with your small business print and marketing materials at Staples. Ends 11/4. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy 3 delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase 3 coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
And we are back. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. The one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We have a comment here from Jeremy Tanner, who wrote to you, Fred, and says, hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for staying involved and your perspective and everything. You're a reminder of the great time in life, and I appreciate your show on CRN. Still watch Hunter regularly. Continued good health best wishes to you and Mike always. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. Very nice.
Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. So, Fred, you played professionally in football, and you were in the playoffs. You had time off like the other players had. We just mentioned the Dodgers and the Orioles and the Houston and Milwaukee, the teams that won their divisions. Most of them had some time off while the upstart wild cards play. How do you prepare differently for games in the season as compared to having that time off and then have to really crank it up right away to get back into the playoffs?
Well, that's what you don't want to do. Have to crank it back up. Okay. I mean, you don't want to let it go. I think the Dodgers had five days off before their first game. Was that right?
Yeah. Well, they had at least 5 days, if not more. They did.
Okay.
They
so,
had a Saturday, and I think they ended the season on a Sunday, so and then they had to wait till Saturday.
It appeared to me, and I don't know this because I haven't talked to baseball players. Maybe we should talk to some baseball players.
Sure, that'd be a good idea.
And the upshot is how do we stay focused? Number mm-hmm. one, focused, energized. How do we keep our wits about us while the rest of the team that we're competing against, the other teams, are presently practicing and playing games.
Yeah.
And so the Dodgers had a tough time trying to maintain a workout practice structure that, although allowed them time off, were able to take that time and use it to stay in focus. And one of the great things there is in championship playoff series, baseball, basketball, whatever it is, hockey, is that you want to make sure the whole team understands the goal. What's the goal? We want to continue to play at a championship level. We got into the playoffs. We won the division. We won 100 games. The Dodgers did, and we want to make sure that all of this doesn't go flushing out the door because we have a couple of days off. We have a 3, 4, 5, 6 days off. How do we do that? And that's up to the manager, the coaching. you know, the front office, you know, is up wherever they are. They do that. They do what they do. And that's important. It's important to a degree, is to set the environment so these players can focus and get with the program of playing with time off, yet at the same time not letting the air out of the balloon. And the Dodgers had a tough time doing that.
How did you do it on your teams?
In football, what we did is we went out and we ran as a team.
Okay.
We ran as a team, and we had tough, crisp defensive days and offensive days. We had a coach talk to us. Your position coaches and your head coach will talk to you and always reeling you back into focus. And when you go out there and you provide what they call a defensive look for the team that you're going to be playing, so your offense can get a real good read and get a timing.
So timing is the key. Did you watch the games? Obviously, you watched your opponents play as they try to get pointers when they're playing in the playoffs before you, right?
Yeah, and you do one-on-one drills. You do pass rush drills.
Gotcha.
You do blocking combinations. You do skeleton, 7-on-7, 5-on-5. You do things to remind people that there's a team that you're going to play that has it in for you.
Yeah.
And so by doing all of this, you maintain and you create a playoff life for yourself.
But it has strategy then too, because you mentioned Torrey Lovello came up with a team strategy where he pitched the teams he faced differently than they did the other year. If they pitched him away, they brought him back in, and
yes,
it kind of kept them off balance.
Well, all teams try to do that. If it's baseball, all you have is a pitcher and a hitter.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing something, you know,
right,
whatever they're doing. So you just make sure that all of the people that you've got involved are doing the same thing. They're not out near the fence smoking a cigarette and having doing whatever they're doing out there. You know, they're kind of ready.
They're ready
for the playoffs, but in the meantime, they're doing their fundamentals. They're taking infield. They're turning double plays. They're doing relays. They're hitting baseballs into the outfield, and they're doing the things necessary to really have a heated, exciting
game.
They're practicing and they're getting ready for what is going to be probably the last three games of the year, or they get an advance.
No, we'll find out in this that's coming up. I'll tell you, it's gonna be a good rest of the World Series. We got a question from Chris here who says, "Hi, Mike and Fred. Patrick Mahomes has expressed an interest in owning an NFL team after he retires. The question, did that ever cross your mind, Fred Dreyer?" Did you ever think of owning a team?
No.
Ever? No.
Well, your money
in those days.
That's
the
like
same
going.
As now.
That's like going to Saturn on the weekends. You know, I mean, there's no possible way that you could ever realistically consider. You know, I was just talking to Carol Rosenblum, and I say, Carol, I really do want to own the team. I'd like to own the Raiders. Could you talk to Al
Davis? Some of the basketball players are saying that.
Could you talk to Al Davis for me?
That's good. All right, now you talked earlier in the show, because this is the anniversary of your two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Back in 1973, 50 years ago, this past week on a Sunday, you were against the Green Bay Packers. And you mentioned we had, we have that photo up there again. I believe we got, Let me take a look here. This picture you think was doctored up a little bit, and we're going to post this at our website, the Fred Dreyer Show. This is an earlier hit of not the, the safeties in the two safeties in one game. And the reason I'm mentioning that and agreeing with you is because our photographer, Pamela, has sent in a picture of the real safeties. Here's the one with you, with Scott Hunter. Number 16 goes down, and there you are, a one-on-one situation
Fred. I chased him from around the 20-yard line back into the end zone. He backed up into the end zone.
And then you took on Jim Delgazzo, came in the backup quarterback, and there's a nice close-up picture of you taking down number 12, Jim Delgazzo.
Yeah,
so these are the real pictures
those
here.
Those are the real pictures, and there's only two people in those photos.
Yeah. And Pamela, thank you. You're great at getting that information for us. We appreciate that. Now, back to the questions here because we're running short on time. Kathy says, glad you're feeling better, Fred. John is saying, glad we're back. Also, happy belated anniversary for your Sultan, two safeties in one game on 10-21-73. Lori says she's in Iowa. She's crazy, and she loves listening to the show. And let's see else we've got. Dwayne says, good afternoon, gentlemen. Greetings from Portland, Oregon. I've been a Steelers fan since Terry Bradshaw days. Pretty good, pretty thing watching that man throw a football. Sorry the Steelers beat the Rams this past week. Well, sorry. That's the team, Fred, you faced in the Super Bowl, for gosh sakes, and lost. That was the beginning of the beginning of the end for the beginning of the beginning, I guess, for the Steelers.
Beginning of the beginning. What do you mean?
Well, they beat you guys in the Super Bowl and kept getting in the Super Bowl and winning and winning and winning. They had a great streak there in the
70s. It's a great franchise.
Yeah.
You know, it's, we
Terry play Bradshaw and the Steelers. Come on.
Yeah, well, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah, that's your Super Bowl. What, that was 79, was that the Super Bowl that you were in?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. All right, let's see if there's anything else here for you. We'll get a Rachel says, how are you doing, Fred? Good to see you. And we got Beverly saying hello from Alabama. And then what else do we have here? Nikki says hello from Nebraska. Madeline's tuning in again. Good to see you. And Ingrid says, hello, Fred and Mike. Fred, recently saw a movie you were in back in 1999. The movie was called Wild Grizzly, where you played a park ranger named Frank.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. Do you remember the movie? Fred, tell us about that one.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Can you recreate the Frank role for us?
It went like this. All right, you crazy bear, put that log down. Rawr, rawr, bang, bang, bang. That's it.
That was it?
That was it.
All right, so that was good. Good typecasting in there.
You'd
make a good ranger.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's good stuff there.
Yeah.
Let's see if we got any other good comments here. All your comments can come to us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Anything else here that we wanted to cover here in the background? You know, the Orioles got bumped out. They were a young team, just like Arizona, but they just kind of tightened up at the wrong time.
How many games they went?
I think they lost three in a row, didn't they? Maybe they won one.
Oh,
I can't remember.
No. How many overall?
Oh, games? They won like... how many did they win? They were, I think, 101 or something. They were better than the Dodgers. What was that, Jeremy?
Jeremy, just stuck.
Jeremy, don't just shout it out. What?
Yeah, you were right, 101.
101, that's what I thought. Yeah, got my baseball brain going. But they said that what got them going was a little Bible study and beliefs bigger than baseball that kept them going through the team and through the year. And they said, we're Christians first. So that's, when have you heard that from a baseball team? That's pretty good.
Well, you hear a lot of it. Same way with football.
Yeah.
Football has more Christians than you think.
Well, that's a good thing, especially at this time. There's all the fighting going on around there. By the way, they're getting against Roger Goodell, your buddy. He loves you over there to try to get down some of the fan fighting in the stands. You think that'll settle down somewhat over there? They cut out the beer in the late.
Take away the alcohol.
That's it.
And get more cops in the certain areas.
Yep.
You need cops. And don't hesitate to throw people in jail.
You got to show them there's a consequence. You don't show them that, everything's out of control.
Yeah, tell them that if you go to jail nicely, we'll give you a Steeler hat.
Take a break. We'll have a donut. We'll be back to wrap things up for you. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back. Welcome back here into the Fred Dreyer Show. It's our sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the host of the show, and Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So to finish things off here, Fred, this is a topic you've been talking about, and this is comes to us from the president of health and safety in the NFL, Jeff Miller. He says they've been talking that the topic is under discussion at the owners' meeting they had recently, and where they're talking about research on playing surfaces at stadiums. And Jeff says it's off to a good start, but he says there's challenges. Mainly, there's 30 NFL stadiums. They have a wide variety of fields, making it hard to make a strong recommendation against any one thing. Now, the NFL Player Association has made it very clear they prefer grass, calling it simply safer. They said that back in September in a statement. And, you know, Jeff Miller says, I think the goal needs to be to limit the number of different surfaces that our Cubs play on. So a player has an appreciation when he steps onto the field in one city that's going to be feeling very similar to the surface that he steps on in a different city. So he doesn't feel hard or soft or slick or sticky. He knows what he's going to feel like. Therefore, the appreciation is going to satisfy him to some degree. I think you agree with with that as long as it's grass, correct?
No, it's got to be grass. That's what it has to be. What's that guy's name? Jeff?
Jeff Miller is
Jeff,
charge of
Jeff
health
is not
safety.
To be trusted. He's not to be trusted. And he's not to be trusted. Yeah. He's lying already, setting you up for a manipulation. It's counterproductive. It's a old political gag where they decide, well, we're really looking into this. And you know, we had a caucus the other day, and you'd be surprised. You're right. There was a lot of people that really, really want to get to the bottom of this, and then they break for lunch, and that's the last you'll hear from it.
Would you rather have a picnic on a grass surface or on a carpet, like artificial turf? I'm for the grass. That's our show.
Waiting, just like in politics, I'm waiting to see the commissioner, Players Association representation, come up and really push this thing through the fence.
That's our show. Email Fred your thoughts, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer on X, and Fred Dreyer, the real Fred Dreyer on Facebook. See you next week, everybody.